Hey everybody, we're back with Flock and Gather. It's Alan Scher. You know me. I run the Spa Industry Association. I have a very dear friend. In fact, one of the people I like the most because she has the best nails in the whole business. But say hi to my friend Kayla Childress. How are you, Kayla?
I am so wonderful on this beautiful Monday morning.
It is a beautiful Monday morning. In fact, I don't know what you wait. You're in North Carolina, right?
Yeah, it's actually afternoon for me, but yeah. we'll play on your time zone today.
I'm going to go, well, listen, when it's already 90 degrees in Arizona at 8 o'clock in the morning, it's generally going to be a nice day one way or another. So,
not here. I think we woke up to 46 degrees this morning.
Oh, God. Well, we're going to get to talk about your company, Mindful Luxury, in a minute here, but I want to talk about your dad. I want everyone to send some prayers if they will for him. He's having some issues now, but he's strong, and we know the power of prayer. If you can make that leap of faith, it's a good one. Yes?
I totally agree and can definitely use all of them for sure.
And I have never met your dad, but the minute you told me he played the old Southern rock a la Lynyrd Skynyrd, I know I would like him immediately. In fact, Lynyrd Skynyrd is singularly one of my favorite bands. I mean, they did songs like Simple Man. I mean, I don't know how anyone cannot love things about Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, you know, my dad was actually part of Hydra, which was created alongside Lynyrd Skynyrd, Allman Brothers, and the Marshall Tucker Band. It was kind of considered in the day the Southern Circuit. And so they would tour together and, of course, you know, open for other bands. I'm sure we've, you know, all heard of Rush or, you know, Aerosmith or some of those. So, yes, my dad has had a very colorful career. And even beyond his rock star status, he actually does a lot of voiceovers. He's a nationally syndicated, voiceover king. So Oreo and vodka commercials. So yeah, he's had a pretty amazing career.
Well, it's a little early for vodka, but I like him even better now.
I think
I think you just said something interesting too, talking about his second career, because people forget it's a long life. We don't always do what we start to do the first time and say we're doing it. I think I'm in my like fifth career now, right? So who knows? People say, oh, what do you do? And I go, well, when I grow up, I'm going to tell you, but I haven't figured it out yet.
I say the same thing. When I grow up, I'll let you know. So I do have to admit, you know, when people do ask me what I do and I tell them, they think it's the coolest career. Like, I don't think they realize that you could actually make it in this world that we're in. So, you know, you get a lot of questions and people asking, how can I get into the business? So,
well, I love it. Aside from, Patty Byrow, who is our director of education for the association and a different than you, but a retail expert in her own way. I love the business you're in. I want you to tell our listeners about it, but I love it because with all the spa directors and people that we're talking to along the way here, retail is still the one shiny item that has kept a lot of the companies alive in our business. Well, people don't know if they don't know Mindful Luxury, it's hard for me to believe they don't know you, but if they don't know Mindful Luxury, tell us what it is, please.
Absolutely. So Mindful Luxury was started 5 years ago, really with the dream of helping to support small to medium sized product companies that were launching either here in the US or internationally into the US. And so we almost act as a director of sales or VP of sales and marketing and education for a brand, ultimately helping them get into the luxury distribution space, whether that's your retail locations like Sephora or Nordstrom, or on the spa side, could be a high-end day spa, resort spa, cruise, or fitness. So we can work with brands in a pre-launch phase to help them, you know, kind of bring their dream to fruition, or help them button up things that, you know, the loose ends that they need to have tightened up before they launch, or take on a brand, you know, in that launch phase. So I have a wonderful business partner. Her name is Tracy Ashenbrenner. She handles all of our retail stores where I handle everything else. So we've been working together, for the last 10 years or so, and we've been working side by side in business, I'd say, for the last 3 or 4 years. So
I love it. What is the, if you're a small brand and you're launching, like even if you're already in the business, but what are those key things? Can you give our listeners 2 or 3 just kind of top things that brands kind of should have in place ready that make it easier to talk to someone like you so they can generate some business out in the market?
You know, I think it's really important that you have that pitch together. You know, your elevator pitch, everything about you and your story, and feel really good and tight about it. You know, it's nothing that you stumble over. You know, you also want to make sure that pitch deck or your brand deck really shares your story, your brand, you know, all of the things that you're doing as a brand, whether those are your sustainability, you know, touch points or your press or anything that's, you know, exciting and newsworthy. You want to make sure to have that really tightened up. You know, you also want to make sure that you have your back end tightened with your, whether it's warehouse, your 3PL, your systems for reporting, because that's, you know, you obviously want to make sure that the numbers are there and growing, you know, month over month or year over year. So you really want to make sure that that's in a good place. And then what helps drives, you know, sales? We all know training and education. So whether that's virtual, you know, webinars, YouTube channel, your old fashioned training deck or training manual, you know, an on-site training, you want to have those things buttoned up too to support your accounts, because without education, sales are never going to happen.
Yeah, man, you made a lot of good points in there. Let me go back to a few. So independence, resorts, retail, you guys kind of cover the market, right? If you want to bring your brand, then you can help with pre-launch. You can help with cleanup if they need it. You can help them launch the brand. I'm reminded, Kayla, and you're like a Jacqueline of all trades and master of many of them. When I was running New Life and Lotus Touch, we hired experts like you all the time, because when we were expanding, needed to re-rack our warehouse, no one in our business was a racking expert. You know, when we were expanding our sales department, we needed to put a new phone system in. We had 18 people on the phones, but we didn't have an on the phone. We had a sales manager, but it didn't mean we had those skill sets in managing phone systems and how to transfer people and blah, blah, blah. So we hired experts all the time. And I think certainly in this spa channel, and there's a lot of them, but you got to vet them as well. And you have a good storied history, right? You can, the same way you just said to me, you have to have your pitch and your story down. You have your pitch and story down too, because you have a history that speaks for itself.
Yeah. You know, I think we're also in a new normal. You know, not every brand can afford to bring Tracy and I on, you know, retainer for a couple of years. So I'm super excited that we have been working hard this year, putting together all of our kind of intellectual property brain dumping in a nutshell, you know, on paper. And we've created a half day workshop or session for brands. So it's not as big of a commitment, you know, to a brand if they're needing that information from us, but really can't afford to bring us on long term. It's a wonderful way to get, you know, the soup to nuts.
People are probably tired of hearing me say this, but when I got into the industry, the mantra was educate, educate, educate. Kayla, nothing's changed today, right? You've got to be so sharp when it comes to your delivery on all aspects of your business.
You absolutely do. You know, I think a lot of brands think of sales as the number one priority. And listen, most of us don't want to be a not-for-profit business. So I get that. Sales is always priority. But if you don't have the training and education piece really dialed, you're never going to see the sales that you want. You can sell all day long. You can have wonderful salespeople that, you know, can sell ice to an Eskimo. But if you don't have that training to support it, eventually you're going to fall on your face.
I love the idea of a work. What's a half hour workshop look like, or a half day? What was that?
A half day workshop. It's customized to the needs of the brand. Not every brand is in the same place. So we've put a detailed questionnaire together for a brand to go through to kind of pick and choose what their hot topics are. And then we customize the half day workshop around their needs. And so it's just a huge, you know, deep dive into the business of retail and this world of spa and resort and everything that I do.
I think that's one, people have to be good at opening up, right? Like for a lot of people, it's painful. You know, they want to hold that blanket up in front of them because there's all these foibles and things we've all done wrong. We've all done them in our own businesses, but sometimes shining a light on them is a little bit different. So I think a workshop, when you're doing this with other people as well, I don't want to call it a 12-step program, but there's a reason 12-step programs work, right? It's a lot easier to do this with other people going, oh, they have the same problems I do.
Exactly. And, you know, we look at it as hopefully we can help a brand keep from making mistakes because we've all done it as a brand. You know, it could be a simple mistake like not putting UPC, you know, codes on the packaging. You know, or, you know, whatever it is, you know, that's what we love to help a brand with, is to keep from making those mistakes out the gate. So, you know, hopefully we can do that for many in the future.
I'm reminded, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because sometimes we think we're know-it-alls about our own business until we find out we don't know it all.
Nope.
When I took over the association, we started by, I had a guy who, he wasn't really an educator, but I thought he was, I thought he was an educator. And we tried to do, as you remember, the Pro Knowledge workshops.
Yeah.
And they worked good in a particular vein because it helped expand who the association was across the industry. But you know, we should have been trying to hit singles and doubles. We were trying to hit triples and home runs, and I didn't really realize it. And I blew a fortune over the course of that year rather than pulling back and hiring someone who was truly an expert in the field. So I honestly, I think people should search you out and find you.
Well, and you know, Tracy and I know a lot about the business. We don't claim to be gurus at everything. But the beauty in working with us is what we don't know, we have amazing resources that we count on. You know, it could be a graphic designer or 3PL warehousing. We're not gurus in Amazon, but we have a wonderful company that can help with Amazon. So we're very, you know, forthright in what we can do and know that we've got great resources to help in the areas that we can't. So we've worked really hard to vet all of those resources that we work with and continue to grow our resource network as well.
Amazon's a good example, by the way, that you bring it up. People used to, Amazon's the 800-pound gorilla in the room. They're now like the 8,000-pound gorilla. And frankly, you can't do it. If you don't have the experience and knowledge to work your way through Amazon, you sure as heck better go out and find somebody who's an expert at it, because you're missing the boat if you're not doing the Amazon thing.
It's absolutely truth. It is a beast, and you really need to do it right if you're going to do it.
I know people should. It's mindful-luxury.com. That's mindful-luxury.com. Reach out and catch up with Kayla and Tracy. They're just an awesome couple of girls. And if you don't know them, you should. It'll help your world immensely. So I'm so glad you could share some information with us this morning, Kayla.
Absolutely. I loved it. I loved connecting with you, like always. I'm so grateful for our friendship. I look forward to doing this again.
Me too. Don't make me weepy this morning. And I'm thinking about your dad. So thoughts and prayers for that he gets healthy fast, and know that we're here for you in the energy of the universe. We're bringing it forward, okay?
Thanks, doll.
A pleasure. And people, remember, please be kind to one another. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, friends. Thank you for joining us again for another Flock and Gather podcast. Special thanks to our guest, Kayla Childress with Mindful Luxury. Let me tell you a bit about them. Mindful Luxury is a beauty consulting firm led by industry veterans Kayla Childress and Tracy Ashenbrenner. Go check them out at mindfulluxury.com, mindful-luxury.com. And we're excited to have you back with us next time. Thanks, guys.